Hi guys, Ethan May Dubai here with my busy mate Willy Molly Ibiza. Oh, we hope you're doing well. We've been working overseas since the beginning of lockdown 3 because we know that you know our work is important, and if we didn't sit on sunny beaches drinking cocktails and selling meal plans, we don't know how you poor babes would cope. What would anyone be able to do if they weren't being influenced by us?
Anyway, we are asked all the time what our skincare routine is, so we thought we'd share our routine with you guys, our favourite huns. So firstly, you crack 2 eggs into a cup and beat them until they're mixed. You then smother a chicken breast in the egg you've beaten. Cover it in a mixture of flour and breadcrumbs. Stick it in the oven at 180 degrees for half an hour. And there you have a lovely breaded chicken breast.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
That's my type on paper.
Thanks, guys. Love you. Welcome back to The Nerve with Ethan and Will.
Hi there.
How do we start normally? Well, I usually say the email address.
Yep, that's the nerve at calltothefaithful.com.
Yes, it's episode 7.
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a break, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we have. We didn't record last week.
No, because I was away in lovely Wakefield.
Oh. Sunny Wakefield.
We all dream of going to Wakefield, don't we?
Oh, well, how were the beaches in Wakefield? Were they nice?
Non-existent.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, did you not go up to Wakefield to influence?
That's exactly why I went up there.
Yeah.
Stayed in a Premier Inn.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, lovely Premier Inn.
Oh, Lenny Henry. Purple.
I'm not allowed to say that sort of thing, Will.
What, purple?
Yeah. So welcome back. It's episode 7. We had a... you won't know. It doesn't matter to you guys because we recorded the episode. We're fucking releasing the episodes anyway, aren't we? So
yeah, it's just going to be a bit of a rush for you sorting out the editing in between.
That's all right.
We're now not got nothing in the bank. Not got nothing.
Not got fucking nothing.
Not got nothing in the bank. Not got anything
left
in the bank.
It's all gone.
I've got nothing left.
I've got nothing left. Yeah, we might have to record 2 episodes this week.
Just do it all tonight.
Just do it, yeah. Let's do 10 episodes.
Get a case of Monster.
Yeah. Saying that,
crack
though,
2 seasons out.
Have we spoken about the last episode? Have we spoken about the podcast when we were going to finish this series up?
We actually haven't.
Should we talk about that now?
Should we tell them now?
Should we tell them?
Should we let them in on the secret?
Well, it's episode 7 now. Yet to be titled. You'll know what the title is when I release it. We're probably going to do 3 more episodes mm-hmm. to make the series a 10-parter.
Yep. We like nice odd numbers like that.
Love an odd number.
Yeah.
And so we think after that, we'll probably have a 4-week break. But in reality, it'll probably be a 2-week break for me and Will, and then we'll spend 2 weeks recording the podcasts to get ahead of ourselves again, and then we'll start releasing weekly podcasts again. Now, what I wanted to say is that I'm hoping episode 2 will be the guest series.
Ooh.
Because by then, by the
season
time...
Season 2, sorry.
By the time... episode 10's out, we should be well out of lockdown, and I hope we should be able to get guests in the studio, because we said we were going to do some guests this season, but it just hasn't really worked out because it would be illegal, and then the Zoom thing, if we could do it by the but it'd just be bollocks, and it's a lot nicer to be with people in it.
Yeah,
so we're going to do that next season. So yeah, we're going to have three more episodes left after there are 2 more episodes left after this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then a bit of a break, and then we'll be back. Maybe we'll be back. Really depends on how on the listenership over the next 3 episodes.
Yeah.
If people stop listening, then we probably won't be. But no, otherwise we probably will be, because we actually quite enjoy doing this, and it's like
we'll just do it for our own amusement.
Yeah, we'll just release podcasts into the ether until somebody starts.
Well, it's either that or commit to the musical we've been trying to sort out for years.
Oh, I would love to finish
the West End musical.
The West End musical that we're both in.
That we're always talking about.
Yeah, the one we've written and we're going to direct and star in. Yeah, the very one. Can't wait to release that. We can't say much about that, though. We've been embargoed on that. We're not allowed to talk about that. So, emails and shit. We actually got some more correspondence this week, which was great. Yeah, we don't usually get out correspondence. I was meant to show you one of the emails before we got here. I just forgot to do that. So you're going to hear that straight away from me in a couple of minutes. But firstly, your sister, the lovely Charlie Bowen, she messaged us on Instagram and asked Will and I to rank our top five favourite eggs.
I didn't know there were five.
Well, I didn't know there were five. Maybe she means type of eggs. I think it was more like the
way that you cook them.
The way that you would cook an egg.
I didn't know you could cook them five different ways.
Well, we'll have to research.
We'll have to do our research.
We will have to do our research. But yeah, I think we'll do that next episode. We're going to do that. We're going to make that our intro for next episode, so you'll be able to hear that. See what we do with that.
Give us time to work all that out.
Yeah.
Give us time to research. How the fuck do you cook an egg?
I literally thought you put it in you cracked it into a pot of boiling water.
Yeah.
And put that in through a sieve. Then you add some sort of cooked egg.
Oh, is that how you do it?
I think so. Well,
I've been eating it straight out the out the wrapper. You know that crunchy wrapper that it comes in?
Straight in the skin. Yeah. You eat the skin as well.
Yeah, I do. You
eat that. I like a bit of
good
skin.
For you.
Yeah, it is nice. Got all the proteins in it. You're the chickens.
Yeah.
And what are you but a big chicken?
Well, that's what we all descended from, wasn't it?
Allegedly.
Yeah.
All these feathers I've got. I'm telling you, I can't really keep up with this skit because I've been putting on Instagram my lovely fucking muffin style sandwiches that I'm eating. They are banging.
You're a man who knows how to cook an egg. We've established that.
Yeah, I know how to cook an egg muffin.
Yeah.
And everyone's reply to that, I guess I can say this in emails and shit, because everyone's reply to that has been, oh, you're missing the bacon, oh, you're missing the sausage. I don't eat meat.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to miss that. I don't eat it.
Naturally, as a vegetarian. He wouldn't be a vegetarian if he ate bacon, people. Come on. Fucking hell. Do people know what a vegetarian is?
I don't think.
Oh, fuck me. I've actually got a funny story about that.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, go on. Oh, wait a second. Should we talk?
Go on.
Okay, let's do the emails and tell us that story. I want to hear about that.
It's just a little quick one, but I'll save it.
Oh, we'll have a little anecdote in a second. All right. So, yeah, Charlie, we'll do that episode 8. You'll hear that. Then we've got an email from Deno. He sent us another correspondence, which has been lovely. Nice second one for you. He's going to be, maybe he just wants to be in the podcast more regularly. And that's fair enough. Send us the email.
Little attention whore.
But it's fine. We'll allow that.
Yeah. We need it.
Yeah. You're going to have it as much as possible. Deno he'd sent a longer email talking about how he finds this podcast funny and all that sort of stuff. And naturally, obviously.
I mean,
he's only human, isn't he? Well, his ears aren't painted on.
Exactly.
So, of course, he's going to like it.
That's sort of lizard in a skin suit, is he?
Yeah, exactly.
That would be mental, wouldn't it?
It would be ludicrous.
If people were lizards in skin suits.
I imagine that. Zip. He's asked on a future podcast, could you reveal your real skin? On a future podcast.
We can't. You can't comprehend it. Your eyes can't perceive what we actually are underneath this skin suit. We've taken the most neutral form to your mortal eyes.
You can't handle the truth.
We're a seventh dimensional being, son. You can't handle the truth.
Stop getting above your station, mate. We're from the seventh dimension.
You're not ready to be unplugged from the Matrix.
You're going to stay in your beans until we say so. Are we back in episode one?
Well.
Oh, I shouldn't have done that. God. By the way, I left your fart in the last episode. I actually turned the volume up on it.
Oh, God. That's it. My girlfriend's going to leave.
She's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dan, we digress. But this is why you listen to the podcast, for this pure nonsense and this nonsensical rambling that we often do. He said, on a future podcast, could you please have a section where you guys get a handful of jokes and tell each other and have it like one of those, a competition that you see on the old face tube and see who laughs the most. But he says he's instructed us to do it at the end of the podcast after we have been lubricated.
Okay.
Somewhat.
Yep.
And then he says, so we will do that. So that is, so we will do that episode
That's
8.
A promise.
That'll be the end of next episode. We'll do a joke section. We could have done it this episode, mate, but I'd already written this episode when you sent that email. So, you know, I mean,
that gives us a week to research eggs and find out what humans find funny.
Yeah, exactly. All part of this mission that we've been sent from. Sent to do.
Beam down from the mothership.
Put your skin suits on. And then lastly, he said, also, guys, have we got a Portaloo update at all? Has anyone taken a nice, hot, steaming shit in it yet?
Well.
Wow.
Seemingly as you put that so elegantly, we'll answer you.
Yeah, we haven't got a porno anymore. It's gone.
It's gone, mate.
Literally.
And no one had the chance to use it, did they?
No one used it.
I mean, unless you had a crafty one.
No, I didn't.
While I was away or out or...
No, didn't even have a piss. You know when you're bursting?
Mm.
Didn't even have a piss.
Really?
Yeah, to be fair though, it was more... The portaloo was less convenient than my actual toilet.
Yeah.
And my toilet's upstairs.
Yeah.
That's quite inconvenient anyway.
Yeah. You got to canter around the cars and through the bush.
Put shoes on.
Put shoes on.
Start off with.
Or what about if you're already outside?
I probably have my shoes
on. Well, you just use the bush as normal,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, exactly. I just use the drain. Just next door. Next door is fucking drain pipe.
Yeah, the toilet.
Yeah, the toilet, yeah. Where we often poo. Why is our house always smell like
shit? I don't know why they're always complaining about it. What? Sorry for using the toilet. Yeah.
Don't put your toilet
this
there.
Public toilet that's just outside your house. Sorry.
What do you use?
Have a word with the council, son.
Well, he's sat trying to have your morning fucking turd with your paper
reading
over
the
a
sun.
Manhole. Reading the sun. That is literally everybody that reads the sun shits in a manhole.
I think that's a bold and accurate claim. Sorry for anyone that reads the sun.
No, I'm not actually.
About you shitting in a manhole.
Yeah, stop shitting in a manhole, you dirty sun reader. I was about to do a Mancunian accent then, but the sun's banned in Manchester, I believe, isn't it?
Is it?
Is it Liverpool that it's banned? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's Manchester. I think it was after the Manchester bombing at Ariana Grande's concert. I think they banned the sun or something like that.
Really?
I think so.
Oh, can they do that?
Billy, could you just Google that for us while we talk about this? Because I do not know if that's true or not. But yeah, I'm pretty sure they...
Just throwing out absolute fucking nonsense there.
In it.
No fact checking. We are just reckless with the truth.
We're literally Donald Trump. It's Liverpool. It is Liverpool.
Is it?
Yeah. Where is the sun newspaper banned? Liverpool.
That's funny as fuck.
That is funny as fuck.
Nah, we're not having it.
Apparently so.
Had enough of your
shit. I remember it happening. There was being a big fucking ban. I remember that happening a couple of years ago. So, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got called out, by the way, the other day by Tom Davis by just sometimes I say stuff and don't really fact check it and just go on about it. And I'm not going to change, Tom.
No. In fact, we're going to hype it up again.
Yeah.
We're sticking it into second gear by now. We're just going to be... Sautéing.
Yes, that's the correct word, Bill. That is exactly the right word. And always say that.
It's just going to be boiling little non-facts all over the place, all over the podcast, just dropping them in. You know how you're boiling when you drop something.
When you drop something, you boil it. When you just pop it in the boiler.
Just microwaving little nonsense.
Little nuggets, little
here, there
nuggets
and everywhere.
Nonsense.
Little nuggets of bullshit.
Matt's actually heard the last episode where we speak a lot about ghosts.
He's going to fucking hate that.
He literally, he really texts Tom saying...
Does he hate a conspiracy theory?
Oh, he hates conspiracy theories.
Oh, lovely.
He hates anything like that.
So we need to get the tinfoil hats on.
He said to Tom on another chat, just like, mate, do not listen to this podcast. This one is not for you.
Is that what one,
yeah. And I said to him, I put it to say, mate, we refer to the fact that you're not going to like it. And then Matt said, yeah, then you go worse. I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It just keeps ramping up.
Yeah.
What a lot of bullshit. Anyway, talking about Beardy, and thank you for Googling that for us, by the way, mate.
Zalduk.
Even though he's already here, he sent us a fucking email. So, obviously, we don't let him talk. So, he had to talk to us through the medium of the written word.
So, the scripture.
He says, I can remain silent for no longer. Well, speak up now, mate. See? Nothing. Gents, on the whole, I love the show. Of course you do. And big shout out to Beardy. Why are you talking about yourself like this? Fuck you. I'm not reading this.
Self-obsessed wanker.
He says he's referring to himself as unsung hero. You are an unsung hero, Matt. Mm. You truly are the unsung hero. And that's the only time I'm going to say that to you. And I'm not even saying it to your face. But you truly are an unsung hero.
Unsung meaning silent.
Yeah. Absolutely mute.
Yeah.
He says, there's been plenty of stuff I've taken issue with over the course of the 5 episodes, but I simply could not let you off with your latest claim that people only don't like pineapple on pizza because the internet tells them their opinion. Total bullshit.
He's too deep in. He's too deep into the Matrix. I mean, we're going to stop talking about it now. That's the last time I'm going to mention it this episode.
What, the Matrix?
Yeah, the Matrix. You know, he gets unplugged and they're in a tin of beans.
Help me!
Take the red pill.
Orpheus!
Watch out for the robot spider!
if you poop in the Matrix, you poop for real.
So yeah, we're not going to be mentioning that again. I forgot what we were even saying.
We're talking about Matt's email.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, it's too far in, mate. He doesn't even know what he's been influenced by.
You know, he's been in the internet for so long, he doesn't remember what it was like before the internet. That's why he thinks it was before the internet, but it wasn't.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't. The internet's always been around, you just don't know. You were just propagandized into thinking it wasn't there. As someone who works, so this is another part of the email. As someone who worked at Domino's Pizzas in 2004, big up Domino's Pizza, please send us some vouchers. But not those shitty vouchers you send to everybody through the post. I want some specific, the nerve just with Ethan and Will vouchers.
For free, without having to spend money. I don't want to be spending 20 quid get 20 quid's worth of food. Oh, you're getting a great deal. Oh, you can get two pizzas. All right, why is that 20 quid?
Yeah.
It's dough and a fucking bit of cheese, you tight bastard. I can get four pizzas
for fucking £13 at the co-op.
Yeah. Big up the co-op. if you want to send us some free pizzas, feel free to do so.
But all those free vouchers that come that you send everyone, specific the nerve vouchers, please.
We're stuck in a loop.
We really are. We're stuck in the Matrix.
Like the Matrix.
As a cat, again. Where me and Will watched them all. Was it to me and you watch all episodes, or was it me and Grace to watch all of the Matrix just like last week? The other week?
I watched number one with you.
Oh, yeah, that was it.
And then I had to go to bed.
Oh, yeah, and then wait.
And then to work.
Yeah.
I got up in the morning, went to work. You were still there. Red eyed.
And Grace was blue eyed. She took the blue pill.
Whee!
Anyway. As someone who worked at Domino's Pizza in 2004, big up Domino's Pizza, by the way, we'd have some vouchers. Not those free vouchers. Have I said this already?
I think everyone's switched off by this point. We can say what the fuck we like now.
Can.
Yeah, like we wasn't doing that anyway.
The royal family of lizards! Everything you know is a lie! As someone who worked at Domino's Pizza in 2004, by the way, big up Domino's Pizza. If you...
Surely we're going to have to edit some of this out.
Sorry.
Surely no one's going to sit and listen to 10 minutes of us saying the same fucking thing.
Fucking hell.
It's like a glitch in the Matrix. I'm fucking gone.
Oh, dear. No, oh, God. Right, sorry.
Get back to it. We've got to get back to it. Let's get through the other two-thirds of this email.
As someone who worked at Domino's Pizza in 2004, by the way, big up Domino's Pizza, actually.
Shut up.
Before the popularisation of the internet and the rise of social media, I can tell you that the diverse argument of whether pineapple belongs to pizza had long since existed whilst you were still a snotty primary school nerd and the rest of us were waiting 30 minutes for our 56 kilobytes per second modem to render the top half of an image in the hope that we might catch a glimpse out of a bit of a boob. Oh God, the olden times sound horrible.
They do, don't they?
You can't imagine the fury of someone calling the landline and knocking out the connection and you've only just made it as far as the shoulders. It is no wonder we are all so angry and form such strong opinions about what we do and don't like on our pizzas. Fair enough.
That is fair.
Horny people make rash decisions.
Yeah. Sometimes the wrong decisions.
Sometimes. Mostly. My father can attest to most of that. The rise of the internet merely lit a fire lit a fire under a pre-existing argument and gave people a platform to get angry at each other as sort of a practice for the firestorm coming their way for some 15 years later. Fair enough. For what it's worth, I don't choose to have pineapple on pizza. Because I don't think it is a taste that complements other better toppings.
Name one.
Yeah, go on. What's better than pineapple? You're going to say banana or mango or something.
Probably.
Yeah. Pineapple's great as a topping.
Yeah.
I mean,
with ham.
I'm good. Without ham for me, it's cool.
You're just going to have a pineapple pizza?
Hell yeah.
I'm sorry, this is where we part ways, sir.
Is it really?
This is where we part ways.
What else would I put on it?
A fake ham.
If I said mushroom.
I mean, you have...
Yeah, but I'd definitely get fake ham.
But it's like gammon and pineapple, isn't it?
Our local eatery doesn't do
Brexit voter and pineapple.
Brexit voter and pineapple.
They go well together.
Yeah. Some chips, lovely. One of my favourite moves as a child, actually. Mm. bricks of butter and egg and chips. Lovely. but no, Delight, if you were they don't do fake ham. I mean, their ham might be fake, but it's not.
It's meat something. It's a meat substitute. It comes from an animal. Yeah, it's a meat. We don't know which one.
No.
And we don't know what part.
I think it's dyed chicken, to be honest with you.
Probably. A chicken that died naturally.
Yeah, of course. Fuck's sake. But, next time I want a bit of, I'll have a bit of pineapple on pizza. Just pineapple.
Okay.
I mean, because if I'd said mushrooms, you'd go no, because you ate mushrooms anyway.
Mushrooms is the only thing I won't eat.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to start being closed-minded now.
Fair enough. I just don't understand. I just don't know what else I'd put on. But I think pineapple on a pizza, because sometimes I just really fancy that fruity. It's a bit like grapes in a salad. Sometimes grapes in a salad are really delicious. Sometimes there's no place for them. There's never place for sultanas in coronation chicken.
Oh, I disagree.
You think there is place for sultanas?
There is place for sultana in coronation chicken. So? There is, sir.
Oh.
There is, sir.
And
hold on this hill.
I disagree.
Lovely little sweet, little burst of sweetness.
While I'm in my chicken.
The curry flavoured chicken.
Yeah.
Inside bread.
Yeah.
We've gone too fucking far, really, haven't we?
We've
just got, we're arguing about pineapple and sultanas. I mean, we've gone too far anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless. Yeah. We've got curry in a sandwich. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Why is that there?
Yeah.
Who went?
Who thought of that? Yeah. Why do they call it coronation?
I think the Queen had it in her crown when she was coronation. It's about to know.
Oh, no, yeah, that is right.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, happens. It's actually quite a long tradition of the royal family, coronation chicken.
No, I did hear that.
Yeah, it's a big thing. They invented it, actually.
Was it Queen Victoria that started that?
Yeah, Victoria and Prince Albert, I think.
Right,
Yeah, both of those geezers.
Right.
Yeah, back in the Tudor times,
yeah.
I think.
No, I remember saying hearing that.
Yeah. Back when King Henry VIII was knocking around
somewhere. Yeah.
So he says, so please tell us these other toppings, mate. If it's already on there, I will eat it because pizza is sacred and not to be wasted. I'm not a monster. Totally fair, mate. You should always eat your pizza.
Mm-hmm.
He then goes on to say how much he likes the podcast. He's a very big fan. Thank you very much. He listens to every episode 3 times. Fair enough. Sometimes he has to. And when Will said he would read like an electric noun, I very nearly spat my coffee across the room. That was very funny. That was very funny, mate. I almost did the same thing.
That was amusing.
It was.
I thoroughly enjoyed saying it. I could feel it as well.
Oh, mate.
I could feel the impending laughter.
That was like a joke ejaculation, that was.
That was, yeah. It was just a release. I could have died a happy man at that point.
You did have to have a cigarette afterwards.
I did, yeah. We had to pause the podcast, wipe the sweat from my brow, and have a rollie.
A sweaty uncle. Sweating down the hall.
Sweating down the hall.
If you haven't seen Making a Murderer, that won't make any sense to you. But if you haven't, you should watch it, because it's fucking weird.
I think most of this doesn't make any sense to anyone anyway.
No, it's true. What are we saying?
No.
Matthew, thank you very much for your email. I appreciate that. I appreciate your talk about pineapple and pizza. And I understand that maybe I'm a little bit too young to understand the times before the internet. But yeah, I still think pineapple's great on pizza.
And that's the end of that.
That is the end of that. Yeah.
Boom.
So there were the emails. Please, if you've got any more correspondence, please Instagram us at callstofaithful.com or email us at thenerve@callstofaithful.com. And did I say callstofaithful.com for Instagram? It's not .com on Instagram, it's just at callstofaithful.
Yes.
Yeah. Just at callstofaithful, at CTFBand on Twitter, and thenerve@callstofaithful.com for any emails. Please send it in.
Please.
Because this is made up about 20 minutes of content, which we
fucking
desperately need.
Spot on.
So I'll just fade us out here. And we'll fade back in here.
Hello.
Hey, y'all. So let's just start from the top then. Will's bought a house, almost.
Fucking trying.
But it's called unstandardized construction.
Wow, non-standard construction.
What does that mean? Tell us, the podcast listeners, the podcast family, what the fuck's going on?
It's made of Vaseline.
The whole house made of Vaseline. Smelly.
Just slipping about the place.
Plugging your appliances.
Sliding down the stairs. The walls are melting around me. It's a bloody nightmare. Uninsurable. No, it's made of concrete. I should have fucking known, really.
Yeah.
Because it was a bit of a bargain.
Yeah.
Nice big garden. No. Decent sized house. Yeah. Went, oh, hello. That's cheap.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
It's made of concrete.
Okay. And the houses aren't generally made of concrete usually, are they?
No, they're made of bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
And that is what is considered standard construction.
Standard construction.
In the mortgage and insurance industry. Now, if you go to Spain, they're all fucking concrete.
Okay. So.
Well, I mean, probably.
Yep.
But it doesn't matter. So it's called a Wimpy No Finds House.
Okay. Are you insulting me there?
No.
What did you just call me?
Have you got a complex? Has someone called you that before?
What did you just call me? A wimpy what? You fucking cunt. Don't call me names.
Don't talk to me like that. No. So it's like, so after the war, obviously, a lot of houses were destroyed. And they needed to get affordable housing up quickly, get it fucking up. So this is an ex-council house, which is why it's built this way.
Yeah.
And what they do, they manufacture these frames that can be reused from house to house, from site to site.
Yeah.
Put the frames up, pour concrete in. Right. Now it's called no fines. So that's no fine aggregates in there. That means there's no sand.
Okay.
So allegedly a better way, faster way, whatever. So you get big rocks, like 20 mil.
Yeah.
And it's that with cement, and that's it. That's how they make the walls. They make them real big and thick, and that's how they hold the structure. But now there's nothing wrong with this. As far as non-standard construction goes, they're one of the best, allegedly.
Nice.
Yeah, but they're still not up to the standard of bricks and mortar.
Okay.
So mortgage people don't like them. Insurers don't like them. And the main thing is the estate agent told us it was... standard construction.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to bring up. So, because there was a man that his job is, so this I'm guessing this guy's a bloke. You're talking to a bloke, yeah?
Estate agent. Yes. He was a man.
Yeah, a man estate agent, and his job is to sell houses. Mm-hmm. You know, sell these houses that people have brought to him to sell.
Yeah, he sells secondhand house dealer.
Yeah, that's what he is. Yeah, not kick the tires.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
She's a good runner, mate.
And he's paid to do that. That's his profession.
That is.
And he said to you, I know, without any doubt in my mind, that house is made of bricks and mortar. I know that.
Not in those words.
But that was what you sort of got, though. From
but
what
he said,
saying.
Yep. So it took my parents to see the house.
Yeah.
Showed them it. Said, look, I've not.
That's a house.
Well, I've had one house before.
Yeah.
But they've had houses. Said, look, there's a house. Going to buy it? What do you think? And my mum instantly went, is that made of concrete?
Really?
Yeah. She instantly went, find out if it's standard construction. I was like, really? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, oh, it could be like a Wimpy No Finds concrete house construction.
She called you a Wimpy No Finds.
And I went, what the fuck did you just call me, mum?
This is my fucking house I'm talking about.
Nearly chinned her. So, I think she works for the land registry. I said, see what you can find out. Oh, dear. Asked the estate agent, he said, yeah, standard construction.
He said, that's my...
So went...
That's my professional word.
Well, went to view the house. Mum asked him directly.
To his face.
To his face, right in front of him.
To his big, said, sweaty gammon face.
Is it non-standard construction? Or is it standard construction? He said, yep, standard construction, rendered on top. And he fucking lied. He fucking lied, mate. And he's arguing. So... This is the thing, right? Yeah. I sent my surveyor in.
Your surveyor.
What, in.
What, for Bowie, me?
Yeah. Sent a surveyor in that I had paid.
Yeah.
In actuality. And he said, I think a couple of days later, I rang him up and said, how does the survey go? Is everything all right? Is it a piece of crap? Should I not be buying it? He said, it's all right. Chimney needs sorting. There's a bit of a leak. There's a little outhouse. That roof needs sorting because it's been leaking. He said, oh, and it's non-standard construction. I went, there it is. There it is. I said, right, okay. Survey come through, fucking Wimpy No Finds house. Now, we're having this back and forth with the estate agent. He's going, no, I'm sure it's standard construction. I'm sure it's block built with render. And it's like, all right, but you didn't say it was block built before. You said it was standard construction. But we'll move along.
Yeah, we'll ignore that.
But okay, that's what you're saying. I said, have you got anything to back that up? Because I've got a surveyor with a survey.
Yeah, with an actual bit of paper.
That I've paid to say that's a fucking wimpy no-finds house, mate. So he proceeded to send me an email back with three houses that he'd sold before. He said, yeah, I've sold all these. They're all block built. It's like, all right, mate, you've just sent me a link to Rightmove. And I would bet my bottom dollar that all of those were fucking Wimpy No Finds houses as well, because they were on the same street. They didn't just come in and build one Wimpy No Finds house in the middle of a stand. Do you know what I mean? Build a load of block built houses and then go, do you know what, Jeff? We're gonna do this one a little bit differently. Steve, are we gonna change it up at this point? Yes, Jeff, because I quite fancy doing that. After the war, we're trying to build these houses as quickly as possible to get people in homes. We're gonna change what we're doing.
Just this one. One massive inconvenience for us. We'll do it.
Stop production. Everyone lay down your tools. We need to get the frames in and pour the concrete. Obviously didn't fucking happen, did it?
Fucking mental. I can't believe he sent you three other houses that he'd
sold. Yeah, that was his evidence.
I sold these.
Yeah,
it's like me fixing someone's computer. Well, it's not working. Well, I fixed these other three.
Yeah.
So?
Yeah, so fucking what?
What's to do with the price of fish?
It's got absolutely nothing to do with the price of fish, Ethan. But so I said to my surveyor, I said, look, the estate agent's saying it's block built. I was like, how did you find out? He said, if you go in the attic and look at the wall, it's made of concrete.
That simple.
That simple, mate. So inside house, you have plasterboard and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Now, unless you take that off,
yeah,
you're not going to see it.
No.
But if you go in the attic,
yes.
You don't plasterboard an attic. Not usually.
No.
It's concrete. I said, oh, right. Have you got any pictures of it or anything that you took? He said, yeah. Sent one across. Fucking, I've showed you, haven't I?
I've seen it, yeah.
It's quite obviously concrete, isn't it?
One massive big slab of concrete.
Yeah. It's not brick.
I could not see one bit of brick or one bit of mortar. No.
Unless they've gone off.
Upstairs in my
unless he's gone, is what we'd do. We'll really fuck with the surveyors. You wait. And 60 years from now, we're really going to fuck with someone's head on this one. You watch the estate agent, we go, no, it's block built. The surveyor would go, no, it's concrete built, mate. And he'll send him a picture and it'll look like it's been made of concrete. That's what we'll do. We'll really fuck with him. Don't happen. Hasn't happened.
We're going to render this wall.
Quite obviously, it's just made of concrete, which is fine. Don't matter. But nice house. I'm going to crack on with it.
Fair enough, mate. Fair enough.
But... they're what exactly like second-hand car salesmen.
What a fucking palaver, mate.
Yeah, isn't it? Thing is, and hopefully HSBC aren't listening to this.
Hello, HSBC, if you are. Please, actually, could you send us some vouchers? But not like the standard vouchers that you send.
But technically, if they find out there's a Wimpy No Finds house, which I've no obligation to share any of my survey with them.
No.
Because they sent their own surveyor in. He didn't find that out.
That's up to their surveyor.
Wanker. Yeah. It's his problem, not mine. Yeah. Technically, if they find that out, they've got every right to ask me for a bit more money.
Fuck them.
So I'm going to keep stum about it.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
Not my fault.
No, it's not your fault. And your surveyor's a prick, so fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him, mate.
Yeah. How annoying.
Mm.
What a fucking palaver.
Yeah. Annoying for you. You still got to live with me.
Oh, you're a cunt.
I was going to build a little annex on the side of the house.
Yeah.
It's going to make out a no finds concrete.
I was about to say that. Oh, man. That's a bit wimpy no finds.
But even if you tell me that, I'll just employ this estate agent to argue.
No, it's definitely block built.
Absolute bollocks. Well, no, it's block built. Trust me. Look, I bought fish and chips from the shop down there. And that means it's standard block built. Trust me. Look, I've got a picture of the fish and chips that I bought. Irrelevant.
What an idiot.
Irrelevant.
Was he a boomer?
I think he was late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, okay. So not quite then.
Not quite. No, it's just a wanker.
Just an absolute twat. Well, very sorry to hear those house woes, my friends.
That's not the end of the world. First world problems, really, isn't it?
It's funny though, that guy just sent those. Just
it's just fucking the audacity. Did I show you the email?
No, I haven't seen the email.
I'll show you it later. It's just three Rightmove links. All right. What does that mean?
Imagine that. Just doing that. Yeah. Just fucking.
Well, I've sold these three. All right. Good for you, man.
What?
Yeah. The fuck has that got to do with anything?
The
annoying thing is, he goes, "Oh, I've been selling houses in this area for 7 years." It's like, well, you've been lying for a very long time, sir.
Yeah.
You should probably stop lying at this point.
Yeah. Oh, standard construction, mate. That's a shed.
That's a three bed semi. That is not.
That's literally dog poo. What are you on about, bud? So I've had a lot of glue today.
That's a cargo ship container. Please stop.
Yeah, please. Mate. I think the most wholesome thing over the internet over this last... by the way, I'm off script right now. But the most wholesome thing on the internet over the last couple of weeks has been that ship that's been stuck in the...
I fucking love that so much.
Because all it's been is the ship is stuck and it needs to be removed. We know the answer.
Just constant updates.
Yeah, we know what needs to happen. It's not a big coronavirus where we have to work out a vaccine or work out what we... It just needs to be unstuck. and it has now.
And there's like one digger there, didn't they?
Yeah, just sticking...
We're doing everything we can. You? Have you tried two diggers?
Yeah.
How the fuck did we not think of this sooner? Just one man and a shovel. Having a fucking see it. Leaning up against the boat going, this is going to take me fucking ages. It's sweating.
£10 million an hour for the global economy. What it's costing, is it? But old fag. That's stressing me out, that is.
Just one digger. Fucking what?
The world trade has stopped for 2 weeks.
Isn't it? The amazing feats of engineering that we can pull off, and that was our solution as a population, as a society. I mean, because it affects everyone, obviously.
Yeah.
I don't know who's maybe it's the boat pilot had to get out, getting his own digger. Everyone went, you fucking sort this out.
Yeah.
You drew a dick in the middle of the sea and fucked about, didn't you?
You had to get one of those fucking orange
Jorge,
triangles to
get out
the back of the thingy so everyone could see him coming.
Yeah.
Put his high-vis on. Oh, shit. What were you doing?
I fucked up here, lads.
How did you do that?
I fucked up here. What are you going to do, boss? I think we're going to have to put in the big guns. I'm going to have to get one digger.
How did he do it? Like, was he drifting? He was like, yeah. He was impressing some lady. He was like, yeah, watch this. Does he drift? Oh, shit.
Sideways. How?
How did one person fuck up so much?
I love it. I just love it so much. And it's just brought everything to a fucking standstill, hasn't it? Like, aren't ships having to use really old routes to get round or something? And
apparently so. There's three sailors that have been attacked by mermaids.
Fucking.
Genuinely. Yeah,
that's amazing,
yeah,
that
can
is.
Can you believe that? Real fact, actually. Yeah.
Genuine fact. I think I did actually read that.
Yeah, it actually happened, mate.
They were enchanted by the mermaid's song and brought into their deaths.
Somebody sent me a meme. It was oh no, I'm stuck. Step ship, what are you doing?
Oh my god.
And then the most wholesome memes, because it's not attacking anyone, it's just some idiot that's just crashed his boat.
Yeah.
And we can't do anything about it. Well, we can. They've sorted it now.
Yeah, they're doing everything they can.
Yeah, well, yeah, they've got one digger for fucking what am I saying?
What else are they supposed to do?
Tell me something about it. The Egyptian government are like, we're on this. We've got a couple of ice creams to eat and then we're right down there.
We're just going to have a little siesta because...
they're doing in Egypt.
Yeah. The sun's at its highest point.
We'll crack
we're all burning. This massive cargo ship isn't providing that much shade for us.
Yeah. We'll get on with it.
We'll get on with it later. We'll crack on later.
Been a lot, you know, they've really changed over there since the pyramids were built. You know, they used to be a lot more efficient.
It should have got some aliens on it.
They did. Could have tractor beamed in.
Yeah, that's how they got the digger there. So we need to get one hole digger to the side of this. How the fuck are we going to do it? How the bloody hell?
This is why we're here. This is the whole reason. Look at
the aliens descended down onto the earth. Went, don't worry, we'll tractor beam your one digger there.
One day there'll be a big ship. So I was talking to somebody that I talk to quite a lot. I don't know if they listen to the podcast, so I don't really want to fucking go into it who they are too much. But it's just
not mentioning any names. I'm sure we'll proceed to name them about five times from this point.
My mate's name out of the podcast last week. We kept saying his name. So there were some edits of me last episode of just trying to stop it. So at one point, you literally go because I just edited it out and crossfaded it, and it just sounds awful. Yeah, it literally is that. He had something wrong with him. He's like his tooth was hurting, and then he did something wrong with his chest or whatever. And I was like,
you just grabbed your chest and went, oh, my tooth was hurting.
So yeah, so he got something wrong with his chest. Right. And he was just like, I was like, you should probably get to the dentist. Well, I've not been to the dentist for 12 years. I should probably go to the dentist.
Yeah, you should go to the dentist even more. Yeah. So.
Sorry for that. I know that don't go to the dentist. Didn't know it was a thing. I thought everyone.
I haven't been for years.
Well, there we go.
I know. But that's not because of not wanting to go. I'm lazy.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I've been lazy for years.
That's fair. But he said, I said, he said, I said, you should go to the doctors. He said, no, don't go to the doctors. What is it with the older generation not going to the fucking doctors?
They think they're fucking immortal, mate.
Honestly, earlier on this happened, before the podcast, I've only said this now, to literally save it for content for the podcast. I went with a dry lip here.
Mm.
Yeah? I went and put some Vaseline on my lip earlier on, and genuinely, I Googled if I had lip cancer or if it was just dry skin. I literally had to Google lip cancer and then photos of dry skin on my lips to work out it was just dry skin on my lips. And it just hurts a little bit.
He was ringing 999 at this point, weren't you?
Mate, I was almost on the phone to him.
It's the other end of the spectrum.
It really is.
That's just, I'm all right. Fucking legs hanging off.
Oh, but what?
Brain seeping out for his fucking ears. And then there's you, perfectly healthy young man. Going, have I got lip cancer? You've got a chapped lip, mate. You need some Carmex. Calm down.
But I just don't get it. There's people not going to the doctors or just saying, oh, no, it's not for me, that. I just don't get it. Like, the doctors are there for a fucking...
100%.
Don't abuse... If you've got a cold, you've got a cold. Do you know what I mean? Don't go to the doctor for that.
Oh, yeah, don't go to the doctors, because then you'll... I mean, that's where sick people are.
Yeah.
That's where, immunocompromised people are. Don't go to the fucking doctors. Take some fucking Lemsip.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know...
I mean, don't take our advice. We are not medical professionals.
No. We are not.
Like, seriously, don't sue us.
No, totally.
I mean, what are you going to fucking sue us for?
Yeah.
A couple of Domino's fucking pizza vouchers.
Not the standard Domino's pizza vouchers they send to everyone. Personalised ones. Well, I just don't, like, as I say, don't abuse the fucking doctors. If you've got a fucking bit of a sniffle or you've pulled a muscle in your leg, like...
Or a chap lip,
yeah, don't bother. You're not meant to. The doctors aren't there for that. But then if you've got a fucking excruciating pain in your chest, go to the doctors, man.
I had that once. An excruciating pain in my chest. Yeah. And I was genuinely concerned. So I was smoking at the time. I thought, this is it.
Yeah.
I've caught the lung cancer.
You've caught it.
I've caught the black plague. And I was up in the middle of the night going, oh, it fucking hurts. Went to the doctors the next day and she said, nah, mate, you need Rennies. You got indigestion. I was writing out my will, my last will and testament, bagging up all my belongings, deciding who I was going to give them to, saying goodbye to my friends and family over a curry. Over a hotter than average curry.
That happened to a guy at work years ago when I used to work in IT. And I was sat there working at my desk. And by the way, I used to hate that job, being there, but I miss it so much.
What, compared to now?
Yeah, oh, fuck yeah. Mate, that job was so easy. Because I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but I sort of know what I'm doing with fixing people's shit. And I was fixing people's shit. It was so easy. It took me about 6 months to learn everything I needed to know about that site. And it was just... Oh, God,
really?
I missed the lack of responsibility, man.
Oh. Back in good old days.
Back in good old days. And this guy, he's a guy that used to sit behind me. He's a big guy as well. Big guy. Yeah, big guy. Not as in, but muscly. I'm talking the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah, tall.
Yeah, totally start with that. Massive cock.
But sideways.
He was like bent over on his desk. Like, oh God, oh, it's a bit. And somebody's going, "You all right, mate? You all right?" We call him Jeff.
Because that's his name.
His name isn't Jeff. Are you all right, Jeff? You all right? And he's going, I think I'm having a heart attack. What? I think I'm having a heart attack? Like, okay. Those things start getting fucking serious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First aider comes down, looks at him. He's thinking, you can see in his head, he's not having a heart attack. You can see in his head, he's going, he's not having a heart attack. You sort of knew he wasn't having a heart attack. Do you know what I mean? It was quite responsive for somebody that had a heart attack.
I mean, I think you overestimate how much first aiders know.
Yeah, fair enough.
I've been on a lot of first aid courses.
Yeah, that's true.
I wouldn't know if someone was having a heart attack. I'd just trust them and be like, yeah, let's get you off to the fucking doctors.
Yeah. Oh, no, we did. So,
yeah, let's get you to a medical professional, because I am not. Yeah. I did a one-day course in Whittlesea.
That is a totally fair point. We did get... as a first aider, we did the occupational health in, who then called the ambulance. There was a three-step process for that, which is fine. You know, it's only a man's life in danger.
wow, three-step process.
Yeah, it's like all the...
Can we afford the downtime to really make this phone call?
Yeah.
Is it going to be profitable for the business? This multi-pound business.
Should we just let him die?
Multi-million. Multi-pound. Multi-pound. Literally, we're making little pounds a day. What?
Do you want to get part of this? Part of this machine of pounds? It's a fucking pound shop, mate.
That's where you used to work. Yeah. You and Jeff.
Me and Jeff at a pound shop.
Yeah.
And so we had occupational health at the fucking pound shop. So it was fucking...
That was a three-step process at Poundland. Fucking hell. They've really got their shit together.
Yeah, that's why they're all fucking open at the moment.
Yeah.
I said that because I think a lot of them closed down. And then the ambulance comes along. He just, you know, oh God, I said his name.
You mean Jeff?
walks out of the office as you deal with having a heart attack, and
walks out of the office.
Yeah, what? Yeah. This is what I mean.
That's how they get him. The paramedics come upstairs, go, ambulance is waiting for you downstairs. He gets up. They go, got ya. Fucking sit back at your desk, mate. Trying to pull a sickie.
Punked.
That's not their first fucking rodeo, mate. Yes,
imagine if that's what paramedics had to do. We've got so bad as a human species, they just literally had to just play tricks on people.
People abusing the NHS, isn't it?
Imagine. Playing pranks on you. Yeah, gotcha. You said you had a bad back. Yeah. I fucking bought a twisty on you.
Did the old switcheroo, man.
Anyway, it turned out he had trap wind.
The man went through a three-step process. Cost literal pounds to a business.
Went to hospital.
Fucking told people he was having a heart attack.
Oh, mate, he was... I mean, he must have been scared. Yeah, he must have been scared, but fucking hell.
You wouldn't let a first aider come unless you were like fucking shitting at it, would you?
Yeah, no, totally.
You'd be like, no, I'm all right.
Totally. I wouldn't have a first aider if my leg would, I'd just be like, do you know what I mean? If my leg had fallen off, I'd be like, no, I'm all right, I don't need that.
No, I don't.
I don't want a first aider in me. But yeah, it was just such a fucking, I just thought, and then he had to, you know, the doctor said, you're going to probably have to lose a bit of weight. And he said, yeah, fair enough. They put him on some pills to help him, like, you know, lose weight and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, he left work. I left work. Not seen him in 10 years. Saw him on Facebook the other day. Hasn't done anything about that weight.
Has he not?
Yeah, still the same.
Has he still got that trap wind?
He's probably still got that trap wind. It's just, and I just feel bad for him because I just think because he had a really bad. He's a really tall bloke. Like, he's taller than me, but he's so big, and he's got a really bad back. And don't get me wrong, be whatever you want to be, whatever body shape, whatever body type you want, absolutely fine. I don't give a shit.
But that's affecting his...
It's affecting his health.
Life.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what upsets me.
Oh, my back's fucked.
Yeah.
There's a reason.
You've got to have a look at that. Yeah, totally. Mm-mm. Do you know what I mean?
I've never been in those shoes. Thankfully.
Yeah.
I've never been massively overweight or neither of you.
No.
So we don't know.
No,
but
totally.
It's got to be fucking... Hard work,
and that's where,
your knees, your back.
Yeah, exactly. Your body can only sustain so much.
Yeah,
and that's where I get a little bit frustrated when people I just want people just to be healthy. That's all I want. I'm not going to go into anything. I just want everyone to be healthy and happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If they're happy, great. But if it's if you're affecting your health, then you've got to start on the look. That's all I'm saying.
I mean, I personally couldn't give a fuck. I hate you all.
Oh, yeah, no, that's the thing. That's the thing. I care so little about most other human beings. Not because I care about myself at all, but I just have so little interest.
Yeah. They're outside of my peripherals. Yeah. I'm just...
I don't care.
I think that's the best way to go through life sometimes.
Sometimes
be,
it is,
be courteous and polite and kind. Yeah. That's fine.
And have good morals and values. But yeah.
Do what you want, mate.
Keep yourself happier.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because sometimes... Like I found that you do stuff for other people. I found I do stuff for other people, and to make myself feel good, which is great because that's part of the reason you do stuff for the people. That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah. And so, like it or not,
yeah, that's how it is sometimes. Yeah. Being you know, it's good to give good.
100%. But then sometimes gives you a good feeling, then you're nuts.
Yeah, exactly. But sometimes you find yourself doing it, and you're thinking, "The fuck am I doing? This person's a shithead. Yeah. This person's an actual dick.
Why do I keep appeasing this cunt?" Yeah.
And then those scenarios, you just go, that's where you go, ah, fuck this, and just don't do it anymore.
That's where we go, ah, yeah. Fuck, I mean, it is work.
Yeah, yeah.
And he is my boss.
Yeah. Oh, fucking life's hard, isn't it?
Yep.
But yeah, go to the doctors, man.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Go people, to the dentist. I mean,
I'm not one to fucking talk. I do put it off. But again, I'm a procrastinator. I know I want to, like, go doctors and go dentists. I mean, I do obviously go doctors when I have to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's just, but this guy I was picked, hasn't been to the doctor for 15 years.
Really?
And I can't imagine in 15 years he's had nothing wrong that he wouldn't need to get seen about.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's one thing leaving something, getting up probably clear, but what if it's still there, you think, oh, I should probably go get that.
Yeah, yeah.
Just a lot of people just don't do it. I just don't get it.
No.
I just don't get it.
No.
I just don't get it. Formula One came back this weekend.
Oh, praise the bloody Lord.
Oh, God, I was so happy about that.
Yeah, I know. You were.
Do you know what the worst thing is? 3 weeks until the next one.
Really? Why is it so long?
Fuck knows. I only found that out today. I was looking, oh, I can't wait.
Is it not usually?
No, usually it's like you got maximum.
Every week?
Be 1 week, then have a break, and then another week.
Right. So every 2 weeks?
Yeah. Sometimes, but no, it changes.
Does it?
Sometimes it's like once every 2 weeks, sometimes it's like back to back, and then you have a week's break. It's just, it depends on how the calendar falls. And last year there was, you know, some triple headers, so it's, you know, once a week for 3 weeks.
Right, okay.
But this year, yeah, they've started off the F1, great.
Do they have to get through this Suez Canal by any chance?
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. That's what it was. They can't get there yet. They're about to get there. They're about to wait for that to get unstuck. They've delayed the next Grand Prix.
We're the F1. We've got loads of money. We need to get on. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
We'll send one more ticker.
Yeah. And a spade.
That's the best we can do.
That's all there is to do.
A guy with a shovel.
And a fag. But yeah, I can't believe there's 3 weeks. 3 weeks between it. It's really, really pissed me off because I was so excited for this fucking race and it was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. So after the race,
who won?
Hamilton.
Bloody hell! You are kidding me. Honestly, who was second? Verstappen.
Verstappen. Yeah.
Verstappen.
Honestly, though,
I mean, I do like the F1.
You would have enjoyed that race.
I'm sure I would have. Yeah. But I was hanging.
Yeah, you were fucked up.
I was fucking rough.
But it was an incredible. Like so. After every F1 race on the podcast, I am going to talk about the F1 race previously. Just because,
do it, yeah.
It's our podcast, do it the fuck we want.
It's yours and mine podcast. Exactly. We can talk about all the fuck we want. Mate. I can talk about being bald for 45 minutes if I like it.
Next up.
But I don't like it.
But yeah, so the crux of it, firstly, Nikita Mazepin, who is is one of the rookie drivers for Haas, he can fuck right off.
Because he spun out
three times in qualifying and then spun out which messed up Sebastian Vettel's qualifying lap, which really pissed me off.
Right.
And then he spun out in the first corner of the first lap. Just spun out. He's too inexperienced.
I mean, inexperienced is a fucking, not even the word for it, is it? It's a bit of a...
It's a lot of spinning.
What's the word when you...
It's amateur.
Underestimate something.
Underestimating
No, I'm thinking of a word. I can't think of it. Oh, anyway.
It'll come back to you.
It'll come to me in a dream, I'm sure.
Yeah, because that's the thing, right? So it's him.
It doesn't sound like he should be on the track, though.
No, exactly. This is what I mean. That's what I mean.
Does he know how to drive an F1 car?
Well, apparently not.
They just got him straight out of his fucking Vauxhall Corsa.
Yeah, no, he literally just passed his driving test.
Get in that.
It's literally
see what you can do,
unreal.
Son.
Like, Mick Schumacher is a rookie this year. And he, I think, did he last the whole race? I can't remember if his car crashed or if he did. But anyway, he was in the race.
Right.
He didn't really spin out over the course of qualifying, or he could drive a Formula One car, essentially.
Right, yeah.
Yuki Tsunoda, they renew a rookie, one of the first Japanese drivers since Kobayashi.
Mm.
He scored his first points on his first ever race.
That's cool.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, that's really cool.
So there are some good rookies there. Mm. And
he's taken Mr. Mazepin, the seat of... it could be given to a better driver.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally anyone else. Like Callum Elliott could have had it because he's a Ferrari junior driver. There's so many fucking Formula 2 drivers that could have had that seat. Mm. But I mean, Nikita Mazepin, the reason...
So how did he get this seat though? Is his daddy one of the Formula 1 drivers and they gave him a seat because wanted a seat?
Not that one.
What?
His dad, so Haas needed a new sponsor.
Mm.
His dad owns Yuri Kaly, who is a Russian. He's basically a Russian billionaire.
Right.
And sponsors the Haas F1
team. That is everything I stand against. Fucking despise that
and
sort
of shit.
And the worst
thing is that Haas...
An unearned position just purely because he's rich.
I would say that. They had to get
backhanders.
They had to get him in because without him, without Mazepin's sponsorship, Haas would have gone. There would be no Haas this year.
Really?
They've got fuck all money. And Gene Haas has got not... He doesn't want to keep plowing money in.
Why would they not give them the sponsorship?
Because that
without insisting that the son was driving. Because what use is a sponsorship if you can't fucking win a race?
Yeah, but I think that...
You can't even fucking start the race.
Well, they can
by
develop
the
car, so that'll help.
Well, they can't because he crashed it.
No, but they can't. No, exactly. But they're able to get the money because at least they got some data from Schumacher.
I get it. But it still just seems immoral.
It is immoral.
It's
like Lance Stroll.
He's fucked it up. What's the crack there?
Well, it's Lance Stroll. His dad owns the team. It's the same thing. Like,
right. Aston is he? Martin. Yeah, but can he drive an F1 car?
Oh, yeah. He's better. Well, he's better. He's not. I don't think he will ever light the world on fire or be a world champion.
It's just this weird position of privilege.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're good, then fair enough. But if you're not,
you can work your ass off. Like Lewis Hamilton worked his ass off.
Yeah.
Came from a poor background, I believe.
Humble. Yeah, very humble beginnings indeed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he deserves everything he gets, 100%.
Yeah.
But then he's in the same room as just these fucking undeserving assholes.
Yeah.
Just purely through money.
Yeah,
My daddy's rich, therefore I can... be in the same area as you. It's not even about being the best person for the job at that point.
That's the problem.
And it's fucking wrong, man. Because I'm sure there are people, the same sort of people that have come from Lewis Hamilton's background, humble beginnings. They want to do it. They've worked their fucking ass off for it. And it doesn't matter because your dad's not a fucking Russian billionaire.
Yeah.
And it's wrong.
Yeah, it is wrong.
It's everything that's
wrong.
And
there's only 22 seats in Formula One. 22 seats.
Yeah. And it should be the best of the fucking best.
Exactly. That's the problem. It should be the best of the fucking
essentially
best.
The fans don't want to see some arsehole fucking crashing around corners. Imagine you've worked your ass off to build a fucking car. The drivers work their ass off to train and make sure they know the track, etc. All the work and everything that goes into it. And some arsehole spangles it.
Yeah, I know.
Because they're not fucking qualified to do the job. Imagine how angry you'd be.
Oh, I'd be fucking...
If that was you.
Honestly, like Lance Stroll, he won the European Formula 3 or something like that. He's won championships before.
Mm.
So he, in probably some respects, deserves it, yeah. I don't know what Nikita Mazepin's won, actually. Billy, do you want to just pull that up? Just literally just Google what Nikita Mazepin's won.
Did he drift before that?
I don't know what he needs to do. He's got four wins. Let's have a look at the Motorsport magazine. Like, he's not finished more than higher than seconds. He got second at the GP3 series. Formula 2 championship, he finished 18th for ART. Didn't finish in the Formula 2 of last year. So, yeah. He won four races last year. Yeah, he's done fuck all. He's really, really done fuck all. And it's just, for me, as you say, it's not right. Like, at least Mick Schumacher, although, yes, his dad is Michael Schumacher and all that sort of stuff. Like, at least he can drive the car. He's put a lot of, work in. He won the Formula 2 championship last season, so he's worked his way up. You know, Mazepin hasn't. And I'm not, that's why I don't think he deserves a seat.
No, like, and it's weird that you, like, if that was me, I wouldn't feel right doing it.
Yeah,
Just, your dad's going, you got a seat in the F1. Am I the fucking best person for the job?
Yeah, not really.
What about the winner of the F2?
Yeah. Oh, we've got him too.
Or, well, whatever.
Yeah.
The first three places, whatever. Yeah. I don't fucking know how it works.
Yeah. But you know what, yeah, but I know what you mean. Yeah, it's, yeah. It's not right. And
they're just happy to sit in that seat and go, my dad bought me this.
I wonder how much is being paid as well. Because he can quite happily sit in that seat and take the money. Surely your dad, as the business owner, would be like, oh no, we should probably find somebody. Why would that be like, oh yeah? I mean, I suppose he just wants to get his son into Formula One. Like, fair enough. If you can do it, you can do it. I get it. But yeah, it's not for me. I don't like it very much. And it's just, it seems to be a bit of an unfair advantage in the sport, really.
It does.
You know?
And that's the main crux of it.
Yeah. But regardless of all that.
But there's two sides to every story.
Yeah. And we will never know the full story anyway. No. They'll know our story because they're Russian. They'll have spies everywhere. There's probably someone outside waiting for us now.
Spies, if you're listening.
Please email us at the nail called thrower.com. Give us some content. Or storm the building now so we can record it. apart from that debacle, Hamilton won. But it was probably one of the best races of his life. It was one of the best wins because basically he did the undercut and went into the pit stops before Verstappen. Verstappen eats his tyres out for an extra 10 laps. So usually an undercut happens and you've got about two or three laps, the other car goes in. Well, Verstappen eked his tyres out for 10 laps, goes in, and has faster tyres. And essentially, Hamilton then had to battle him off for the last sort of like 10 laps with tyres that were 10 laps older.
Shagged.
Yeah, 10 laps older than Verstappen's. Verstappen made one move. He went off the track, rejoined the track to make the move, and the stewards told him he had to give his position back. So Hamilton's in front again because you're not allowed to overtake. You have to overtake a car on the track. You can't go off the track to overtake a car.
Right, yeah.
You're not on the track, so you're not in the race, you know?
Go through the crowd.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be quicker, wouldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Just cut right across the track.
Making your own track would be so much easier. That was his one move. And yeah, Hamilton just literally held him off the entire time. It was phenomenal.
Wow.
You could not get past him. And that just showed you, and it showed everyone, why he's a 7-time world champion.
Yeah.
I know that I bang on about him, and I know that but he is genuinely...
Well, you love him.
I do, but he's because he's the best, because he's so good. Yeah. So, you know, I've followed him for years and years now, and I've seen him through all of his championships, and he has just earned every one of them. He really is fantastic. And it shows now Red Bull have probably got a faster car.
Have they?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Max got
a pole. So, Max Verstappen is no longer he can't claim he's got the better car.
No one can claim
they're on an equal footing.
It's purely
about skill at this point.
It literally is the most equal it has ever been.
That's nice though.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I really hope Hamilton can win his 8th championship, have an amazing battle all year, win this championship and just go, you know what guys, I am out, I'm done.
Yeah. I'm sick of all your losers.
Yeah. Someone come challenge me, yo. But he's been saying for years, you know, Red Bull can bring the fight.
And they fight.
Years.
Bring me out of retirement when you bitches wake up.
Yeah. But yeah, I was just, mate, you deserve that.
Fair play to him. So and like we've said, humble beginnings.
Yeah.
Fucking got on to.
Yeah.
And the worst, what he is now.
Worst thing fair was, mate, to him. Fucking Bottas was 30 seconds behind him. I mean, so Verstappen
Bottas
and Hamilton.
Was?
Yeah, Verstappen and Hamilton were fucking flying about 30 seconds ahead.
Quite baby Bottas.
Yeah, innit? You just think, come on. If you're 40 seconds behind, like, do you know what I mean? Mental. But yeah, anyway, that was my F1 chat. I just wanted to put that in. I was really happy about it. If you've got any more comments about the Formula 1, email us at thenerd@maple.com and tell us how much you hate talking about about F1. It's cool. So I'm going to edit this in. We're into the questions now. Hi. Questions is, so last week we were meant to answer a question from Tom Davis about the wrestling moves, but we didn't read the email until very close to the recording of the podcast and hadn't thought of any
like
wrestlers.
Procrastinating bastards that we are.
Yeah, much exactly like that.
Yeah.
So we didn't answer the question properly, and his question was basically, if you were a wrestler, what wrestling name would you have and what would your finishing move be? So I'll start off because Will can't remember what he's put. I can see just reaching for his phone. So I am the Destroyer. So mine would be, if I was a wrestler, I would be the Destroyer Dork. I just thought I had a good alliteration there.
Yeah.
And my finishing move would be called the Touch Type. And I would smash someone around the face with a keyboard.
Like in Wanted?
In what?
Wanted? Is that the film? Where he smashes that guy with a keyboard?
Fuck knows. I don't know. Is that a thing? I've never seen that film. I'd like to see that happen. I've got I've actually got a keyboard back there. Do you want to smash it over my face and see what happens?
Every day. Almost definitely.
So that was my answer. And bearing in mind, Tom, I'm sorry, but I do not, you know, I don't watch wrestling, and you know I know nothing about
He's
it. I've never watched wrestling.
Hate this.
But I'm hoping that that was a substantial answer, because you'll have hated the answer in episode 7, in episode 6, because we didn't answer it. And I'm hoping this makes up for it. But if not, well, I tried. Will?
Well, following on from your alliteration, onomatopoeia, whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah. Oh, that's
right. Bald Barry and the slippery scalp is my finishing move. Wait, hold on. Right, I'm called Bald Barry.
Right, yeah, I was on one word there.
And my finishing move would be the slippery scalp. And as you can imagine, what that entails is
self-explanatory.
Oiling myself up. Well, it's self-explanatory. Yeah. Right? Oiling myself up. And then rob a post office. No. And then proceed to get incarcerated. And then spend the next few years bouncing around different prisons in the UK. Eventually get taken into a mental asylum. Then change my name to Salvador.
That's it. It's almost like that's been written before. That's
I mean, it's self-explanatory, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Well...
Yeah. This isn't plagiarised.
No, it doesn't sound
plagiarised.
That sounds like a very original idea and thought.
I thought of that.
Would you have, if there was a film of that, would you have Tom Hardy play you in a film?
I think he'd do a fantastic job of that.
Do you think he would?
I think I'd give him a big moustache.
Would you?
Mm. Ooh. I think I would.
You don't have a moustache now, do you? But obviously it'd work
not
well for the film.
Not in this realm.
No, oh, of course not. Not with this bodysuit on.
Not in this dimension.
No. Okay, so right, so there you go. There's your fucking wrestling moves.
Yeah, thanks for that fucking torture.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for letting us fucking research wrestling or whatever that was. So yeah, any more of those questions, wrestling related, please send them in. We'd love to hear from them. We'd love
to
hear.
Don't.
Yeah. Whatever. Right. If you didn't have to sleep, what would you do with your nights? So imagine you never had to sleep. I also looked at trying to find some fucking sleep facts, right, for this bit, because I thought sleep's actually quite an interesting thing to go into. And I think we should have a wider fucking conversation about sleep at some point.
I think
point.
We should.
But the facts I could find were from dreams. I could hear the people that make the beds, and I thought...
Well, it's all going to be a bit of a conspiracy there, isn't
well,
it?
Well, most of the facts
propaganda.
Were about animals.
Dream propaganda.
But that was the worst thing. It was like, a certain amount of humans sleep like this. And the next fact was giraffes sleep. What? I don't want... What are you... What? I don't give a shit about how a giraffe sleeps. What
are they catering for giraffes? Are they making beds for giraffes?
And cats, apparently.
That's incredible.
Yes, mental. How long would that mattress be?
Oh, wow. About 9 foot.
Probably. Do you think... Oh, if a giraffe laid down, would it lay down when its neck would just be like then straight, or would they curl it round back on themselves?
Like a dog?
Yeah. Like, how would they do that?
Oh, I mean...
Beardy, for next episode, could you just have a little research about how giraffes sleep for you? Thank you, mate. So,
that's
going
to plague me. Well, I know what I'd do.
Yeah.
If I didn't sleep, I'd what? Fucking think about that all night. Just laying awake. Just not being able to concentrate on
anyway.
Anything else. Just how do they sleep? Is it like a dog? Do they have to stretch out that long daddy neck?
Isn't it?
Who fucking knows? I'd find it out though.
If I didn't have to sleep,
I'd have enough time to research it.
Have you seen that episode of American Dad where Stan finds the pill that makes you not have to sleep? Right, so it's still right. So this is.
I mean, we do already have a pill.
Yeah.
That makes you not want to go to sleep.
No, but this was a healthy way of doing it, and it meant that you just relinquished the need of sleep. It was just
right,
like,
okay.
You never got tired. And essentially, what he did was he became the best at like Carrot Ninja or something like that. It was like a video game, and then he had to go and be
that. I'll do that.
Yeah. But then Francine, she became a marine biologist and became like the best marine biologist in the world because she had all her time in the evenings and the nights to be a to study where this like, giant squid was. And then she went out and found where the squid was. Like, I think
wow.
like that's what I'd want to be. Like, right now, saying it, I'm like, yeah, no, I'll put some extra time and I'd learn how... I'd buy Pro Tools Ultimate and I'd sit and learn Pro Tools and I'd, you know, I'll produce... No, I would sit and play Rogue Company until my fingers bleed.
Fuck
it. And then I'd go to work.
That's the reality, though, isn't it? I like to think I'd go... I would find a way to make a business that makes me loads of money so I can have a comfortable life or like start a new job, like a different job. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like solve world fucking hunger.
Yeah.
Like I'm that ambitious.
Yeah.
in anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, the reality would be I'd sit and watch fucking TikTok and wank.
It'd be boring, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would. Like, sleeping is quite a nice part of my day.
I bloody love sleeping. I look forward to it from the moment I wake up.
When you leave your bedroom in the morning, you go, I'll see you later, baby.
Can't wait to get back here. Oh, God. Start this fucking day, shall we?
Aren't they the worst mornings when you wake up and you already wish you were back in bed? while you're in bed.
Every morning, mate. Every fucking morning. I think there's something wrong with me. I've got B12 deficiency or something. Because every fucking morning I'm like, Jesus, fuck, let's get through this shit and get back
here.
Why
am I up? Why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I hate it. I really genuinely hate getting up at the moment. I
do.
This morning I didn't work out until like 9 o'clock and I should have been working at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I was like, I just couldn't find it in me. I was literally stood in the conservatory just like texting, just like trying to find anything else I could do to not work out.
Yeah. So yeah. Like Karen Ninja.
Yeah, like Karen Ninja. Like, I'd like to think, you know, if I didn't sleep, I would just I'd work out more. Mm. But I don't know if I would. But I suppose if you couldn't sleep, you'd have to fill the time because you would just get bored.
Yeah. I like to think you'd have a fucking schedule of some description because you'd have to, wouldn't you?
You'd have to do something. That's
you come home from work and what? You've got however many hours in a day.
Yeah.
Minus however many hours you work.
Yeah.
If it's 10, then you've got 14 hours left.
Yeah.
So that's a long time to be doing fuck all.
Yeah.
And I like doing fuck all. But not for 14 hours every day.
No, every day.
Every fucking day.
And what is it? What would become a day then if you didn't sleep? You know what I mean? Like, yes, obviously you'd see the sun but like...
We are blessed with time. Yeah, the human construct of time.
Yeah, but if you didn't sleep, would that just become like nothing to you? Or would that become even more of an anchor?
Well, yeah, it would. You'd have to anchor to it because it'd be time for work, irrelevant of the hour of the day because it doesn't matter because you're not slept.
Yeah, you don't need to sleep.
But time for work, time to work out.
Oh, just imagine not sleeping.
It's time to do some Italian cooking. Shut the fuck up down there, I'm trying to sleep. Well, you wouldn't be able to do anything. Yeah. You'd have to live with someone else who doesn't sleep.
Yeah.
Can you imagine banging pots and pans about, lifting weights, grunting like a fucking gorilla?
It's not the fucking Rock. It's like, hey guys, it's me on Instagram. It's burning the midnight oil here. It's like 1:30 and I'm training my backs and my glutes and my triceps. So what are you doing, The Rock? Yeah. Go to bed.
He probably wakes up at that time, doesn't he?
It's
just like, all right, that's all well and good, but you've gone to bed at 6 p.m.
Yeah, yeah.
What the fuck is the point?
I don't know when the fuck he sleeps because he'll be fucking...
I don't.
Because like, it's not like Marky Mark Wahlberg who claims he gets up at 3 and does like 4
that?
Hours of
prayer. He gets up at 2:30, doesn't he?
He doesn't really.
Do you know what I think?
He's full of shit. Mark Wahlberg, if you listen to this, you are full of shit.
We're calling you out, bitch.
You do not do that. No fucking cunt does that.
Well, allegedly he goes to bed at 7 p.m.
He's a liar.
Now, I'm not being funny, but why don't you just move the hours around? So rather than getting up at 2, go to bed at 10 and get up 3 hours later or something.
Yeah, why do you have to get up so early in the morning?
Whatever that time is. 2 + 5:30. That's a reasonable...
That's fair enough, though.
Yeah, go to bed at 10.
Yeah.
Have an extra... But then get up 3 hours later in the morning. And then you're getting up at 5:30.
Yeah.
Still no one's in the gym. Yeah. You're fine, mate. Calm down. No one's going to take your fucking squat rack, big man.
He's got his own gym, though. It's not like he's having to worry about waiting for...
it's his basement. Why is he doing it?
Why would you put yourself through that?
I don't get it.
Oh, fucking... Anyway, he doesn't do it.
He thinks he's better than everyone for doing it. It's like, no, mate, if I went to bed at 7, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
And I'd probably get up. I mean, I wouldn't. But do you know what I mean? That's like me, like, go to bed at 10, say, and then get up at 7.
Yeah.
That's like me saying, all right, well, I'll go to bed at 7, but then I'll get up at 4.
Yeah.
If the maths add up.
That doesn't work out, but I know what you're saying.
Whatever it is. Like, it's just... 3 or 4, yeah. Whatever the fuck it is.
Why would you just? I just don't understand.
You're just moving your hours about.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant, mate.
But why? But his whole day is structured. He's got prayer time at this time. What? Why have you got? Why is it so structured like that? Why are you getting up?
I don't get that.
He's not doing
it. It's like 15 minute structures. Do you fucking break up your day in 15 minute time slots?
Full of
fuck
shit.
Fuck off, mate. What if you have a particularly long shit?
Yeah, in it. What,
Marky
yeah.
Mark.
What if you have diarrhea? How do you know how well you're going to feel the next day?
If you spend a little bit of extra time putting your socks on, oh, fucking, that throws the whole day out. What are you going to do then, mate?
Yeah, go into a panic attack.
Bloody hell, get up at 2:40.
Yeah, I've got to make up for yesterday's 30 seconds.
Isn't
it?
Might have a breakdown and make a shit movie.
He's had a lot of those breakdowns, and
he fucking has.
I mean, mate, get some more sleep. That must be the issue, mate. Yeah. I just don't get it. Maybe if you're that rich, that's how you sleep. If you're that rich, you don't have to worry anymore. That you just sleep whenever, just viable day. Because and then you go.
I'm
gonna fucking work out.
Sometimes I'm still working at 7.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah.
Sometimes. Like,
that's the thing.
Driving back from Devon last Friday, I didn't get back till 8. I was driving.
Yeah.
From work.
Yeah.
So we don't have that choice.
No. Well, I don't, and I'm not, and also, I'm never getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to work out.
And also, I'm not going to bed at 7.
In it?
I'm not a fucking child. Oh, I'm not just, a 9-year-old.
In it? And what is kids and wife doing? Like, is his wife subscribed to that same thing, or does he lead a completely different life to his wife and kids? Is he just a stranger
in the
house?
Isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
It's just, in it? Like,
hey,
can
we have sex
working.
At some point? No, it's not in my schedule. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what do you expect me to do? Get up at 3?
Yeah, exactly.
Go to bed at 7:30? I think not.
Mess up tomorrow. I'll walk in here.
Mess up the sacred schedule.
I just
fucking
don't get it.
Ass,
but that's why,
mate.
Again, that's why I don't understand The Rock burning the midnight oil.
Yeah,
like,
but
what
why?
Are you doing, mate?
Do you feel
do it in
so
a day?
So fucking what?
Yeah, like, have you seen
you can afford your own gym. You can go whenever the fuck you like, mate. You could spend 24 hours, get one of these pills.
Yeah.
You could spend 24 hours a day just fucking in the gym. It doesn't matter. You can do what the fuck you like, mate.
Yeah, innit?
You're rich enough to do it.
Yeah, you got the connections.
Yeah.
Did you see the post when The Rock ripped off his gates to get so he could get to work? Like, his electric gates failed, and allegedly he just got them, ripped them off the hinges, and then drove off to work.
Yeah, I like to think that there's a simpler way.
Yeah, innit?
There is an electromechanical contraption. There is some sort of release somewhere.
There would have been, exactly. It would have been a manual
there
release.
There obviously is.
But he was saying
because that's probably happened in the past.
Yeah.
Someone's gone, fuck, I can't get out because I've had a power cut.
Yeah.
And the gate manufacturers went, fuck, we best sort that out.
Yeah.
Probably on the second gate they ever made.
That's going to be
a problem.
In it.
The Rock just went, no, I'm big and strong. I'm going to rip him. So, all right, mate, we all know why you've done that.
Yeah.
I know.
That's the thing. This is it.
We
that's
know.
The point I was trying to make. Thank you.
We know, Ethan. Yeah. We know.
We know what he's
we know why him, he's done that.
Yeah.
He's gone, I'm so committed.
Yeah, that's
I'm
it.
I'm so committed. I've got a half one. Yeah. And my gates weren't open. I ripped him off. It's all right, mate. But there's a much simpler way.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. But he's put it on Instagram. He put photos of it. It's like, I've got a team, a production company, and they can't just be waiting for me. I've got to get there. I've got to be there working. You know what? They're probably fucking happy that you were late that day.
Yeah.
They probably thought, you know what?
This motherfucker's getting us up at 1:30 in the morning to go to work. I haven't seen my wife in 4 months.
He always wants to work, and he comes in, he tells us to work, but we have to do the work. So we're here for 14 hours a day while The Rock's burning the midnight oil at my own gym. Hey, have some Zoa that you can't get anywhere but the US. Thanks, The Rock, by the way.
Is that his
Is the energy
tequila.
Drink, yeah.
Oh,
no,
his
energy.
Drink.
Oh, well, and he's fucking, my Tamara, my fucking, oh, I've got so much fucking money, let's make another shit film. And I just think, brother.
Well, I literally play myself.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Fuck that up.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson in. Dwayne The Rock. But he literally is, isn't he? He's got the little rock,
himself.
Whatever his name is.
I'm convinced one day he's actually going to play a rock,
mate,
in the background.
You have seen his biopic that's coming out, isn't he?
Fuck off.
Young
he
Rock.
He's a player rock.
Young Rock. No, he plays The Rock from being young from up to adult rock. No, he doesn't play that stuff. There's young actors, obviously.
Do you have
ludicrous.
To be this self-obsessed
I
to
know.
Make it?
I'm
not capable of love. Of it's not even loving yourself that much. It's just I can never be that obsessed with myself. I make a biopic starring me
about me. You just think, what are you doing, mate? Is it, I've got all these funny stories from when I was a kid. Are they funny?
It's a vanity project.
It is, quite clearly. And then he's got Black Adam
coming out. He's obsessed with himself. This is what
he
I mean.
Is obsessed
I ripped
with
the gates off of my own front yard because I am so committed to work. So shut up, mate. No one fucking cares. Pull the safety release pin.
Yeah.
You don't have to tear metal with your bare hands.
We know how strong you are, The Rock.
We get it. You work out, bro. Fucking hell, mate.
You've done it for years, man. We know what you do.
Innit? I bet he refers to himself in the third person in bed.
Oh, you must.
The Rock is coming.
Yeah. You're making The Rock horny.
That feels so good to The Rock.
I mean, to be fair, he seems like such a, like, some parts of what he puts, it seems like wholesome and lovely, and you think, oh, that's nice.
I don't know, I think there's a darkness.
I think that,
there's,
yeah,
there's a darkness be behind those closed doors.
There's got to be something.
Behind those bent gates.
All his fucking doorknobs are just fucking like tinfoil all the time, just like a crumpled ball, everything.
There's a darkness there, I think.
I've got to go for a shit. Ah, the door is locked.
His wife's running around going, no, 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 you got to twist it. You got to twist the knob. He's going, no, I can't be late for this shit. There's people counting on me.
How am I going to write this script if I don't have a shit?
He's destroying the fucking house. For no reason.
Every door he
can't
get in.
For no fucking reason.
He tries to pull a push door and rips it off.
That's his first response. Yeah. Just fucking boot it
just
in.
Just destroys it.
Well, I tried to pull it. So, all right, did you try the other one?
No, didn't need to. I've broken it by then. Like, I genuinely think, like, Black Adam is bringing out, which is a DC Universe action hero, where The Rock is sort of writing, producing and starring in, as the main character.
Oh, what? He's made a film about himself, yeah, as a hero.
Yeah.
I would never have thought that The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, would have done that. I wouldn't have bet any money on that.
That film is literally going to be a tipping point to me liking, because I read the backstory of Black Adam and the DC universe in the comics.
Right.
And it gets quite confusing because DC had a Captain Marvel, which is really odd. Nothing to do with the Captain Marvel in the Marvel universe. Odd.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It confused me it took me, while I was reading it, I was like, the fuck are we doing? Anyway, it could be a great film.
Mm.
It could be one of the best films.
Yeah, but it won't be.
But it's got The Rock
because
in it.
The Rock's playing.
Isn't it? That's the fucking worst
thing. He's going to be playing The Rock.
Did you see the film where he, you could talk with a massive gorilla with sign language?
Yes.
Yeah, what a fucking shit show that was.
What was it called? I mean, I can't remember. It was incredibly forgettable.
Yeah. Just.
And I'm incredibly forgetful. Sorry, The Rock. You got to work harder than that to keep my attention.
He's been in so many films, mate. Like, yeah. Even he would go, hey, I don't remember.
Not a fucking clue, mate.
He just turns up in the same fucking khaki fucking shirt and the same khaki shorts and goes, hey, what do you need me to say? I don't even know what this is. That's it. Anyway, look, sorry, I've got one more question, but we're like 84 minutes in, so shall we leave it there? Or do you want this last question?
Shall we call it there?
Shall we call it there? Lovely. Well, mate, it's been another lovely podcast.
It has indeed, sir.
Thank you very much for spending this time with me.
Cheers, old boy.
Love you very much.
Love ya. Thanks, guys, for listening to The Nerve with Ethan and myself. We'd really appreciate all the positive feedback we can get, so please subscribe and leave a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app if you can. And if you'd like to get in touch, please do, because we need the content. Email us at thenerve@calltothefaithful.com. You can also find us at Call to the Faithful on Instagram, at CTTF Band on Twitter. We love you. Bye.